Person to Sunday Satsang, February 28th, 2021. Person asks the question, I'm hesitant to take Diksha because I don't know if I'm ready to follow the instructions of the Guru. I don't know if I can do anything Guru asks me to do, so maybe I shouldn't take initiation. So the first step, we should decide, what do we really want in life? Do we want material enjoyment, or do we want to go to Krishna? Do we want to attain spiritual perfection? So we have to be truthful. What is our real objective in life? What do we want? If we want to go to the spiritual world and we're serious about it, sincere, then we should accept the Guru as God's representative, Krishna's representative. And if one sincerely accepts Diksha from a qualified Guru, and Krishna becomes pleased and accepts that person as one of his own family. When Krishna accepts the disciple, the disciple becomes free from sins, because now he's not going to act any longer independently or frivolously. He's going to work under the order of the Guru. The Gurus aren't unreasonable. The Gurus aren't going to tell you something, aren't going to order you or suggest something you can't do, or it's immoral or wrong to do. It's reasonable, logical and reasonable. We give up our independence and we work under the order of the Guru. Therefore, there's no more karma or sin, which is a result of material or independent life. But one has to be truthful about it. Not that one takes diksha and after that one acts independently, so one has to be honest with himself. Am I ready to give up this false identity and false independent mood? If one is truthful, then the process of bhakti works. If one is deceitful, then the person himself gets cheated and nothing, no success in spiritual life. So this is the path of saintly people. Bhakti is the path for saintly people. We have to be truthful, but if you have a cheating mentality, then it won't work. So better, before you get into it, examine your motivation, examine your motives. Are you truthful and sincere about the path of serving Krishna? If we come to the path of bhakti, we should have a sincere desire to follow it exactly, and then we should accept diksha with sincerity. Then we'll be successful. There shouldn't be any fear the Guru is going to ask me to fly to the moon or jump off a bridge or something. So when one's karma cycle is about to end and Krishna wants to favor that person, he'll inspire him to take diksha from a guru. It's not predetermined, it's not decided what disciple is going to get one guru. Krishna inspires one to take a guru, but not which one. The person that decides by his own discrimination to accept one or the other. Ultimately, everything, of course, is under Krishna's control. So Krishna, if someone's inspired to search for a guru, that means that Krishna has personally chosen that person to liberate them from birth and death. That was a great fortune. We should take advantage of it.